Welcome to a very special time of praise and worship with our Bridge family. Wherever you are around the world, we want to welcome you into the presence of the living God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is a special day for a number of reasons, one of which is the world recognizes today as Palm Sunday. This is the day, historically, that is recognized as Jesus coming back into Jerusalem and preparing for his cross, preparing for his resurrection. Amen. Friends, this is also a day where we, as the Bridge family, we're going to celebrate what Christ did and why he did it. You see, we're going to take a look at Acts 1, verse 8, which doesn't just give us a mandate and a mission, but it reminds us that Christ saved us to send us. He gave us the privilege of being his faith family. And when we take that privilege to heart, when we recognize that he died to give life, that his faith was to, in large part, inspire our faith, that his family is our family. It's to be the Acts 1:8 family. That's the title for today's message. But far more than a title, far more than a sermon, my prayer is that today you will see and experience all that Christ has called and created his family to be. Again, we're going to look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but we're going to do it in a way that many have never experienced. I'm going to take you to the mission field. We're going to be on the border of the Congo and Uganda. We're going to be in the presence of Almighty God as his family, sharing what it means to be his family, informing, inspecting, and inspiring. And make no mistake, what you're going to see is the lesson itself. We are living and loving that which we are learning from God's word, God's will, and God's ways. I pray that this message brought to you by the family, about the family, and for the family will help countless souls better understand what it means to come to Christ, that we will be used of God to not only encourage and lift up, but to inspire and send out. When Jesus said, just before going up into heaven, that we, his followers, his family, his flock, we would receive his power for the express purpose of being his people, being his body, being his family, being his church, locally, regionally, and globally. He meant it. That was his message. We, church, we are to be his message, his methods. We're to be his mission, his missionaries. I pray that what you are about to experience will go deep into your heart, perhaps change some of your paradigms, some of your priorities, some of your perspectives. I pray that as we see in John 3:30, that he, Christ, will become greater and all of us will become less in our own eyes, that he will be glorified as we continue to spread his gospel and celebrate his amazing grace. Watch this, take it to heart, and see that we are being his Acts 1:8 family. Amen and amen.
We want to thank our visitors who have come from very far. I want to thank our family members who fellowship with us here. I want you to say to you, all our visitors, be at home and be at peace. This is the family of Stephen Amule's family. These are our family members from Nebi. They are here and they are saying good morning to everyone. I also have my brothers, family members from Congo. They are also here saying hi to us. I have a few people who are helping me in the discipleship and leadership. One of them is here. Another one is the other. And this one. And this sister of ours. And Mama Gideon. And the other sister. Those are people who are helping me in discipleship and leadership here.
Amen.
Amen. Amid this, our family, God has blessed us to have one of our family members who is also in leadership in the local government, in the local community here. I want to thank God who has united us and brought us to fellowship together with you. From here we are left with only 10 kilometers to reach the border of Congo, where our brothers have come from. Our local leaders from the sub-county to the district level, they are all aware that we are having the leadership of Bridge family. They are coming to pay us a visit. We have very many people in this community who would still desire more to hear from you. I'm now handing over to my brother Gilbert to take us forward. Praise the Lord. The day we first arrived in this place, we sat under tree. And our chairs were those stones. I just want to thank God and give him the glory for what he's doing in this place. God bless you. My name is Gilbert Tumwine. I stay and I am responsible for Gulu.
And
when you come to Gulu, you have a brother. You have a family.
Amen.
This is our servant leader for Uganda.
Thank you so much for always welcoming us here.
Amen.
It's such a blessing to see what God is doing here in Uganda,
Uganda,
Kenya,
Kenya,
Congo,
Congo,
USA,
USA,
India,
India,
China, and all over the world.
China,
and it's a great honor that we are here to give God glory. And I remember during my discussions with Brother Mula and Javane. They were saying, Moses, maybe we come to Nebi town or another town. We meet there. I say to them that family is family. We will come when you don't need to come nearer. A family, we came here to show what a real family is, so you don't need to come.
Can you to ganga pamungu?
Thank you, Moses, and thank you everyone who has invited us and has come.
Amita foi unu wengi mojolwa unu wengi meilungu lavori mibinu miberkai.
On behalf of our Bridge family and the whole world, thank you.
Amen.
I can speak for all of us when I say it feels very nice to come home. This is our first time in Nebi. And yet it feels like we have come home. We have learned that home is not where you are, but who you are with. And as those that are in the family of God, wherever we are is home together. Amen. Let me tell you why we have come and what I pray we will do together today. The first reason we have come and the first reason for all that we do is to bring glory to God.
Amen.
Everything we do for the glory of God.
Amen.
The second reason we have come is to bring to you the love and encouragement of a family. Not religious people, a family. The third reason we have come is to bring to you the Word of God in a way that I pray will bless and build you as the family of God. I promise you that what you will hear from some of our Bridge family, it represents the truth of all the Bridge family. It represents the love of all the Bridge family. And I know and promise this because it comes from the Word of God. So if you would, begin with me as we pray and ask God to open our hearts. Dear Lord, thank you for what you have done to make us who we are. We love you and we thank you as Lord and as Savior. Be with us now as we share your word, as we worship you together, and as we engage in spiritual warfare, by spreading the light of your love all over the world. Help each one of us who is about to speak, starting with me, to get out of the way so that you are seen and heard. We ask this together as one family. In the unmatched, powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.
Amina wati amina.
Well, our focus for today is on being God's family.
Nene wa mapile teki, tini, watuwele bedu nimi, pacho of ganga mamungu, tika mito wabedi.
Three key words to remember, being God's family.
Wateki loka deki mapile teki, mamili bedu kingetie, atuwele bedu ganga kwa Jehovah mungu, nimedi.
Being means to be real, to be what is true.
Mi bedo tenlakati ni minge ada micha kuotiki ada eno.
It's not just doing things, it's being that thing, which this time we are talking about being God's family.
In mi konyo wani pa wabed just mawaloka loka ni walare wanwaku stayo endo micha kuo manyuro ni aloka loko time ikuo wa.
And when we say being God's family, we mean it based on Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. And family brings many different things together, which we will discuss. So, being God's family. Today we are going to look at 10 parts of being God's family, all from God's Word. Let me get us started, and then some of my brothers and sisters will share as well. I will introduce each one as they're about to share. But first, being God's family begins with His truth in love. If we're going to understand and be God's family, we need to understand His truth and His definitions for words like family. In God's Word, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Here, God's Word tells us that all of God's Word is breathed by God. All of the Bible is breathed by God. All. Every piece is from God who has spoken it. So when we want to know or learn anything, we come to the truth of God and His Word. Think of the love of God that He would give us His truth. The authority for all things comes from the author who is God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All things. Amina.
Amen.
When we understand this truth as the beginning of God's love, then and only then are we ready to begin to build our understanding. Our brother Doug, who is an elder in the Bridge family, will show what comes next after God's truth and love.
Good morning. It's a blessing to be here united as one family this morning. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
Bible, what you want me? Come on down and defect in there, no. Give me your.
But blessed is he who keeps the law. The vision the Bible speaks of is not eyesight. The vision the Bible speaks of is about knowledge and passion.
Bible, what you want, Nano? Made what better keep gomo mitunua, he mitch be with you.
When the Bible speaks of cast off, it's like a group of sheep without a shepherd.
Roma Rama, ni Romi Petero Beretier, La Bongo, Jacquagi.
God had a vision to create man, but then man sinned.
Lubango Berkinano, Uche Yodano, Androdano Gubalo.
God sent Jesus on a mission to the cross.
Yet Lubango Cholo Yeso Christo, keep teaching Milarua Iataria.
To restore relationships between God and man.
Welcome Chua Watua Ikindano Kiluban.
While here on earth, Jesus also had a vision. His vision was for the church's mission, which consisted of three parts. Number one, unity, family, togetherness. Number two, go and tell everyone about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mario, ngata chela chela bujolo Kristo miro cheri otutujiri onyakupana mabe boti jomukene.
And number three, to serve others while we are here.
Madek ngata cheli miro konye boti laware omiti yomikonye laware.
Jesus' teachings while he was here on earth changed many things, and he calls us to do the same. This is the one thing I would like you to remember. We have only one life to live. Only what we do for Christ will last.
Remember, we are building our understanding of being God's family. God and His Word tell us it begins with truth in love. And he then begins to build his family. After truth and love, vision and mission. That we will see and live with the heart of Almighty God.
Amen.
The next step. The next step is going to be introduced by our sister Christine.
Hello, everybody. We're going to see how hard times need the gospel. And I know today we already have heard different hard times that you are going through. And all people around the world go through hard times. We as believers have the truth of the gospel, the good news.
wan jama bot waberiki kwena maber mamiri wanyok botlu watwa.
Amen.
We understand that sin has permeated all of us.
Wangeyo maber ni balba onguko o te kalwenye kingata chela chel ikinwa kai.
The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Bible what you need, dano wengu paraba bu ai ideyo pa mungo.
It also tells us that the wages of sin is,
Bible benemeka what you need, muchara mibal
is death.
Eneyeto.
But
ento
the free gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
So we may have hard times now, whether we believe or not believe in
Jesus.
But we need to continue to focus on His promises forever. What we do about that sin? We cry out to Jesus. Because we need a miracle in our hearts. A heart change that loves God and loves people.
Amen.
This is the greatest commandment of all, Jesus said. So, we see we need a miracle in our heart. And we need the Messiah. When we believe, and we are truly the church, then we go and live the gospel. As our brothers have already mentioned, we go locally here in the village. We go regionally in Uganda and Congo.
Wachero Uganda, Kampala, Mukono, then kijirani wakai mi Congo.
And we go around the world.
And then wachako chero logo mapapa.
Sharing this faith in Jesus.
Nyuako kwena maberi jiri pa Mungu.
Amen.
And always remember, we are the church.
Amen.
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 Amen. So let us look again at what it is that God has said about building and being His family. We start with His truth and love, His vision and mission, and crying out for Him to be our Lord. Our brother Moses will now share what happens in this time as things are changing.
When God calls the unlikely, no one can stop His work. I believe every one of you has a testimony to tell. But that has to happen through a miracle. It's only the Lord who saves. I used to think that I can save myself. I remember one day I was having so many challenges in my life. Yeah, it wasn't money. It was emotional. God had really blessed me with all the physical stuff we have in this world that we call prosperous life. But still, inside in my life, I had a hole inside.
And
I used to hear announcements all over the radio and TV saying, come to our church, God. All your problems will go away. Touch this radio.
Oh, good radio and speaker.
You're going to get saved. I know it's only God who saves. And you have to receive that miracle from Him. And God can choose you. Regardless of your past, we are all sinners. But it's only the Lord, once you confess, repent, and you receive His miracle. So I'm here to encourage everyone, regardless of what challenges you're going through, whether it's walking, sharing the gospel, persecution to those who don't believe in Christ, the Lord will really help you. Challenges will never go away, but the Lord will always guide us to go through this. I'll be brief because we'll be again back to share more. Thank you so much for listening.
So do you see what God is showing us from the scriptures? Being God's family, truth and love, God's vision and mission, our crying out for Christ and truly being changed by Him. When I say truly being changed by Him, this might be the most important part that you will hear from us or anyone in your whole life. With this in mind, our sister and my wife will share next.
I want to talk to you about real Christianity. Real Christians live biblically and Christ-like. And there are three types of people who say that they are Christian. We'll call them the wolves, the sheep, and the goats. And the wolves are not real Christians, they're actually enemies of God. They cause confusion and try to divide. And they try to divide the church family. The sheep are the real Christians. They have received the miracle from God that helps them to hate their sin and to faithfully obey Jesus Christ to the best of their ability. And it's not perfection that Jesus is looking for, He's looking for passion. And the goats, they are not real Christian either. They may look like real Christians, but they've not received the miracle of God. So they don't hate their sin, and they don't walk faithfully obedient to Jesus alone. The sheep, the Christians, they follow their shepherd, Jesus Christ. And they keep watch for wolves in sheep's clothing. They want to protect the church family. They also look out for the goats, because they try to help them to see, look in the Bible and test themselves. And encourage them to cry out to God for His miracle. So that they can hate their sin and follow. And will faithfully follow Jesus alone. Because they'll know that Jesus is enough. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is the family of God becoming more clear to you to see? God's truth and love. God's vision and mission. Our crying out and truly being changed by Him. And truly being what Jesus called His sheep, His flock, His family.
Amen.
No wolves, no goats. None. Even though the wolves dress like sheep, no wolves. Even though the goats look like sheep and think they're sheep, no goats. This is the teaching of Jesus. When this comes into your heart, when this is who we are, our brother Jeff will tell you about the next change that you will see in the family.
Pray up one more time with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, use me this right here now. For me to be a conduit of love, light,
Tara,
and truth. Just want to give you all the praise, all the glory for allowing us to be here today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As Christians, we are called to go out with passion. Get up with passion. Go back with passion.
Go home between.
And go back where?
Wa doctor kwene.
Wherever he calls us.
Kamo yes longo ni wa cheri ye.
I draw much passion through John 3:16.
Ananongo loko matuko chinya ti jiripa jok jiripa John chura dek tenga para bitieli.
God loved the world so much.
Pimenelo bango maro logo.
He sent his son.
Ochalo wode.
To die on our behalf.
Oto pikwawa.
To cover our sins.
Weke olariwa ibalwa.
So we have an opportunity to have a true relationship with the Lord.
Wanongo watmabe kikwa kacheli kikristo.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Lubanga won, lubanga twin, lubanga. I mean lubanga won, lubanga wodi, lubanga twin maleng.
Amen. I draw my passion from
Ananongo gomo mitwinya kwene.
Examples God has given us.
La polma lubango miwa Bible.
Saul to the Apostle Paul.
Wateki ominwa maunu ngeyo manyinga Saulo.
Saul, the worst of these.
Saulo oberingatamo berikalwanyi kumukanicha.
The Apostle Paul, one of the greatest of these.
Enta lubango loka Saulo odoko lakwena Paulo ochaku gedo kanicha.
That should give us passion.
And miwa gen mitwinyo gomo mitwinywa.
God used evil.
Lubanga twero loko ngatimatimo bal.
Rescued evil from the pit of hell.
Lubanga kwanyo ginarache ene matia ping.
Gave him new life.
Omiyo kwane manyen.
And used him in a powerful way to be an Apostle Paul, the greatest of these.
Ando tiyo kwere ikabene mapatpat minyuro deyo pa lubanga.
My passion comes from no one is too far gone.
Ana neno ni paulo ni juyo mochwinyo ni omiyo geni ni meriwa berunga en.
For God's love. Before I close, Stephen, my brother,
my Omera, Bimkai,
right here. This is my, now that's side, this is my brother. Hey, it's all right. When I pulled up, when we pulled up, I was greeted with my brother Stephen.
My amor eninga Stephen.
Who calls me a name I only receive when I'm home here in Uganda.
Ana winyo nyinga ndi Uganda kai gilwanga.
I am not big.
An padidba.
What do you call me?
Inikola ilwanga nini?
What do you call me?
I'm calling you Big Jeff.
And you call me Big Jeff. Big Jeff.
Real quick. You know where I get passion?
My
passion.
You're not a long in the Tukuchina.
Put your arm out.
Kenan,
hey.
Kenan.
Black, white.
Black, white.
Hey. Cut us, right? Cut us.
Kala kikuma.
Kala.
We bleed the same.
One way in the yard, chili.
One family.
What they gonna chill?
We love you, Jesus. Jesus loves you.
Wamaro yes, ben yes, maro yes.
Amen. I think there are some parts of our lesson that you're going to remember more than others. And that's a blessing of being a family that can share in all ways. You see that God's family, not religious families, God's family.
Amen.
When we are built on His truth and love, His vision and mission, our need to cry out to Him and be changed by Him. Into real sheep of the shepherd. No wolves, no goats. Then you see this kind of passion. Because as was shared, it doesn't matter what color we are on the outside. We are clean as snow by him.
What?
No snow in Nebi, right? We are pure. Now, this is very important to understand this passion. Because we're going to find in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, and Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that we see in the teaching and promises of God, that he is always in charge and always working everything to the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes.
Amen.
So God's family, he says, has this passion no matter what. Hear me. Hear me. When you think of Brother Stephen and Brother Big Jeff together,
it's
a big difference between emotion and passion. Emotions come and go like the wind. Emotions come and go with people and circumstances. But when we learn that God is in charge all the time, when we know he is good even when it seems like things are bad, when we know we have his promises every day, then you'll remember Stephen and Big Jeff with these three words. No matter what.
Amen.
No matter what. The family of God remains passionate. No matter what. And that's only the beginning. Our brother, Pastor Frederick from Kenya, we'll share more of no matter what.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord again.
Amen.
Yes, my name, as you have heard, I'm Pastor Frederick from Kenya.
Pastor Frederick, I Kenya.
Just here in Bungoma. I'm grateful to be here and to share what God's power and what God's joy. The word joy is very, very powerful word in the Bible. When you see someone, maybe he's miserable, maybe he's not happy, maybe know that There's a challenge he's passing through, but he has not engaged to the word joy. In the book of James 1, 2 says, whatever way you are passing through, whether it's good, whether it's bad, in a joy, it can be help you to come out of that. Galatians 5:22, they started to laugh, and then they called the second word joy.
Amen.
Christ has given us joy in fullness.
Yes, Christo,
everyone who believes in him, he has joy. Let us practice in joy when we have Christ in our
hearts.
Bridge family, whatever we are, here in Uganda, Congo, Kenya, India, America, because right now we have five nations here and we celebrate rooted gift of joy. Amen. Joy, joy, joy is permanent gift. Joy, it has bring what our brother has been mentioning before we start. When you have joy in Christ, it will open and it will help you to understand and to wait upon the Lord, and He will do it. May God bless you.
Amen. 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 So that is eight. We have two more to go. Being God's family starts with His truth and love, His vision and mission from His heart, our crying out for Him and being changed by Him. Really being changed into miracle sheep. With passion. Real passion, not emotion, passion. No matter what, because God is always good. He has a plan and He's always in control. Always.
Always.
And that gives the family of God great joy. And a whole lot more. And now our brother Sunil from India. He will share how this all comes together. And he'll give us another word for family that comes from God's word.
I praise God for this time. We are the family of God. When we say we are the family of God, we are the church. Church is not the place. Church is not the building. Bible says church is the people, those who are belongings to the Lord. Church is included, or church is sheep. Church is the light. Church is the ambassador of Lord Jesus Christ. Bible describes about a true church. We read that one in Book of Acts chapter 2 verses 41 to 48. A real church has mainly four characteristics. Number one, the real church is read and understand the word of God. Bible is the revelation of God. Bible is the guideline of you and I. The second characteristics we see there, that is fellowship. That is called koinonia. Communion with each other. Loving each other. Coming together with one accord. The real church has the third characteristics. The church would worship the Lord in truth and spirit. The real worship comes from our hearts and giving ourselves unto the Lord with love. The fourth characteristic 6 we see there that is the prayer. When we pray, we have power. When we don't pray, we don't have power. The prayer will give us power to come to the Lord with our needs.
Lega miwa teko mi bino botlo mungu mi kero kwachwa mi lega
bo. As a real church, we can praise God because we are the church. We are the people of God. Amen. Amen and amen. Being the family of God means being the church. Being those that will live out God's vision and mission. Built on His truth and His love. After we have cried out and been changed by the miracle of His grace. Really changed into sheep, no more goats, no more wolves. This mission we live out with great passion and joy, knowing that God is always in control. We seek to live out His plan. We know this is all and only by His grace. We know it is what comes through the gospel of Jesus the Christ. This is the only way to have the family of God. Remember, the Bible teaches us. There is a family called the world and Satan's family. There are children of the devil who are not in this family of God. Not my words, but the words of our Lord. And so how can you put all of this together? The truth and love. The vision and mission. The crying out and being changed. The reality and the passion. No matter what. The joy of being the church. That lives on His mission. The mission that Jesus gave us right before He went to heaven. His words in Acts 1, verse number 8. He said that we, His family, that we would receive His power to fulfill His will, His ways, that He would give us His power when His Spirit comes to us. So that we could fulfill His mission. As His witnesses. Locally, regionally, and globally. So who is the family of God? How do we fulfill the mission of God? By being this Acts 1:8 family. Truly having this reality. By the miracle of the Messiah. Puts us on this mission. The mission is being the Acts 1:8 family of God.
Amen and amen. This is our sharing.
Amen.
We pray that you are blessed and built up. And if there is anyone who is not yet a sheep, cry out to Jesus.
Amen.
And know that he rescues all kinds of people. And every one of us here is proof of that.
Amen.
Thank you so much for this time.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
For my part in this I see nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this I plead, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the flow.
Thank you that you have promised that you are working all things for the good of those who love you.
Oh, no other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Thank you that as your family we get to have joy no matter what. And I pray that as we wait for you to return, that our lives will worship you, and that we will serve as witnesses for you. No matter what. No matter what. All of this is by your grace and for your glory. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. No, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other found I know, nothing but the blood.
Iron in us. The Bible, it is there.
Yes.
Making us like this smooth.
Yes.
You want,
that's the ironing.
You want iron sharpens on you.
Yes.
That's true. Amen.
That is the word of God is the ironing. Can I give you? Can I show you? My Bible. My Bible.
Yeah.
I know. I show you. And this is things I follow. One by one.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is survival from those cultural restaurants.
So I believe the Bible. That's why they left him in the Bible.
Holy Bible.
From rich family.
This is for you.
Our brother Doug, our elder Doug, has brought it for a special time from Bridge Family. This is the special time, and you are the special one for this.
I thank you for giving me this. This is the system, and this is the way, and this is the life in this world. This is the plate. Well, we are beginning to eat, and after finishing, we go.
Amen. Amen. Eh? This is where you'll get the food for life, the bread of life.
We are given enough food for my family and for all of the people.
Amen. You've given me the good plate and enough food for my family and all the people.
Yes.
It's the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Lord, hallelujah.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. You ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo
us, Pastor Jeff and Grace family, these are the pillars for the Nehru Prayer House. Thank you for praying and thank you for supporting. God may glorify. Amen.
The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. Thus sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever. And
hello, Pastor Zev and Grace family. This is the Nehru Prayer House. So now carpenter came here and they are doing the work here. And also our believer also doing here the work. Please continuously pray for us. It may complete by God's grace. Thank you, Pastor Zev and Grace family. Thank you. thank you for praying.
And please continuously pray for us. So it made complete by God's grace. Thank you, Pastor Jeff and Bruce family.